is Nicole Whitney News for the Nicole Whitney News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. It's a great honor to have you.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
Next on News for the Soul, In the Light with Laura O'Malley. Laura's spiritual journey began in 2014 with a divine intervention that set her life on an awkward path. This connection introduced her to her higher self and her divine path, and now she is committed to bringing happiness and enlightenment to all seeking a path to peace, love, and joy. Please welcome back Laura O'Malley to News for the Soul.
Hello there!
Okay, well, I'm back. Laura's not back yet, but any minute now, we've had energy waves hitting our board. Let's see if she's on the board now.
Hello,
are you back,
hello.
Laura?
I'm
can
here.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear.
Okay,
I heard nothing before.
Yeah, I don't know. It's been happening all day. Yay. Well, we're here now. That's the main thing.
Hooray. You know our friends are going to take care of us, Nicole.
Yep. Just keep on keeping on.
I love it. All righty. Hi, everyone. It's Laura O'Malley from In the Light. I am here today to talk a little bit. Well, they're here today, I guess, to talk a little bit about what are we really fighting or afraid of? They basically came through to me and this weekend in another dream, waking me up again, and said, we would like to talk about the present state of the planet and what everyone's really afraid of or what everyone is fighting against. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Today I was cleaning out a junk drawer and gathering up all my COVID masks into a big pile, looking around where to store them, and my friends came through and said, what are you doing? And I said, I'm putting these away somewhere. And they said, oh, toss them in the garbage. I said, really? And they said, yep. And I'm like, okay. And I was tossing them in the garbage. And I was very nervous because some of them are really nice masks. But you know what? It made me feel really good to toss them out.
I bet.
Anyway, all righty. Let's see. I'm just going to call them in. They'll probably talk for a bit, and then if the phones are working, we can take some calls. If not, I'm sure that they'll have plenty to say. All right, so this is going to be about what are we really afraid of? What are we really fighting against today? I think they're going to give us a little bit of an inside understanding of what we are afraid of and fighting against all the time. So here we go. Yes. Hello, 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 hello to everybody today who is tuning in to have a little party with us today. We are so happy to have all whom are present and participating today as we begin to teach a little bit about yourselves, more about yourselves. Now you think, all of you little cuties, that you understand your world. But the reality is that you are understanding much of your world from the perspective of the human ego. And it is our desire. This is why we come through to Laura, but also we are speaking with many others about the truth of who you are so that you can begin to have more of what you are wanting as far as an experience here within this discomfort line. All right, little cuties. So, you know, so many of you are fearful of so much in the world, and you're watching what is taking place in front of you. and you are having emotional responses all the time, and both anger in response to what you're noticing, but also fear in response to what you're noticing. And anger is simply a little bit higher up on your emotional scale. We have talked to you about this in the past, but we are reminding you today that the far end over here is love, and the far end in opposition is fear. And so when you're angry, you are actually closer up to love than when you are fearful, because fear is the opposite of love. And this is why, as we have already told you so many times, that you are making this little trip to be here so that you can experience these emotional feelings. And this is purposeful. So what is this fear? What is happening when something occurs and you're having fear about it? What we are wanting for you to understand, our main point today that you are hearing from us, is when you are experiencing fear, something you are seeing or hearing about in your present moment is causing this feeling within you. But the reality is you are noticing something, seeing something, hearing something, and then you, as a source energy being, are creating a thought about it. Now, although you are, of course, always a source energy being, and you're not ever, ever, ever separate from your higher self, then when you are allowing your ego to run the show, the fear you are feeling, okay, this is because your ego is giving you information which is not accurate, not full, not serving you, but purposeful. Purposeful because it is part of your desire coming into physicality to have these emotional feelings, to experience these emotional feelings, because you cannot experience them back home. You are much too smart. No, we are just joking with you. We know you are all very smart. But the purpose of coming here is to have the experience of that which you cannot experience back home. You know, this is why you're coming here. And so what is happening is you are an aspect of your higher self living in physical world, making choice after choice after choice, decision, decision, decision. From the perspective of your higher self, all of these decisions are in order for you to fulfill your desires here. But from the perspective of your ego, often it is the opposite experience, which, as we have already stated many times prior, also purposeful, is also helpful in that it is also causing expansion of all that is. You are all as the energy of creation, the energy of God, all right? And every single experience holds purpose. Every single experience causes expansion. From the perspective of your higher self understands it is your preference to have an experience where you are feeling joy, peace, calm, love, okay? But the other side of the emotional scale also is purposeful, and it is your choice how to respond. So you'll see something that is playing out in front of you. It is specifically being shown in your presence because there is an aspect of this within you. This is the way your world works, all right? Each, every one of you mirrors, projects out, okay, aspects from within, vibrational level from within your soul, spirit, little energy body, okay? And so, in your experience, in order for you to have the opportunity to see an aspect of vibrational level within your cute little vibrational bubble. This is why you are seeing it outside of yourself, because in order for you to experience anything, all right, you must have the experience of the reality of it. And so an aspect of this is within your energy bubble. It is being projected out, and it is coming back to you in the form which is causing you to be fearful. Doesn't matter what it is. Could be illness, could be a person, could be a war, could be the violence on the television, all right? But an aspect of this is within you in order for you to have this experience of fear. It is purposeful every single time. It is an opportunity given to you by yourself, all right, by your higher self, by you as an aspect of God energy, as an aspect of universal source energy, all right? It is happening in front of you. You are perceiving it, and you are being given an opportunity to look at this. Because your higher self is providing for you an experience that which you were desiring to have prior to coming here. And so here is the experience. How are you responding to it? How are you responding to it? All of you are coming here to have experiences upon the physical plane. Many of you, not all of you, held the intention prior to coming here that you would discover the truth of who you are whilst you were present on the physical plane. Those of you who have been here long, long, long time, all right? Maybe you did not have this intention, but those of you whom are experiencing this physical plane with less linear years in your pocket, if you know what I mean, many of you came with the intention to have experience for a little while here, not understanding, not in the know, so to speak. And then you stumble into something or come across something or someone, maybe book, maybe person, maybe group of people, all right? Maybe you hear a speech somewhere that someone is talking. Maybe you overhear a conversation. It is irrelevant. But somewhere along your path, you have received access to something that sounds interesting and new to you. And this is the beginning of your awakening here. Because prior to coming, you had the intention, come here for a little while, experience life with your ego leading you everywhere. And then at some point, boom, you come into this new information. Now, because of course you always have the choice, it is your choice moving forward how aggressive you are in your discovery of the truth of who you are. What we want for you to understand is, and we say this all the time, once you begin to listen to your guidance system or the way you are feeling, this is key for you. Because once you are listening to this, and trusting that your guidance system will bring you to where you are wanting to go, your life becomes ease and flow. But it is a choice. And there are those here whom have very difficult time trusting this because of their previous experiences here. At any moment, because of your power, as you are all God source beings here, and you hold great, great power, even in the physical, all of you here. At any moment, you can choose to release the fear. Yes, we know it's difficult. Yes, we know it's a struggle sometimes. But once you begin to set this intention, the validation comes into your experience and you will recognize the truth of what we are saying. The fear you are feeling is an indicator. That which you are seeing in your experience or hearing about in your experience, which is causing you to feel the fear within, is being brought to your attention on purpose, because there is an aspect of this within you. And so your higher self recognizes that you would prefer not to continue forward on your path with these specific fears within you, with these specific beliefs within you. And so your higher self will continue to give you opportunity, 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 in order for you to begin to respond past what has been your pattern behavior or pattern response, past the fear, anger, right? When you respond with the pattern behavior, it's okay, because you are still causing expansion. You are still creating. You are having a new experience. But your higher self recognizes every single time that you are responding this way, all this means is, oh, goody, we are creating now another opportunity down the path a bit for you to try again. Because you came here wanting to know the truth whilst you are here, because this world is so different when you have released the fear. Everything in this world becomes incredibly easy for you to access and move through once you have learned to release the fear. And we are not saying this is easy. For some of you, it's not so difficult. For others, this is the reason you come, because there is so much fear and you are here again trying again to release it and coming in to the information of the truth of who you are. We cannot reiterate more times. It is so important that you take little baby steps and work upon releasing your fear and moving forward, pivoting away from thought that makes you feel this way. Because when you pivot and give your attention to something that feels like relief, you will receive clarity about that which you are fearing. You will receive clarity about that which you are angry or fighting against. Every time it will come. Because when you give your attention to what feels good, you are calling forth the law of attraction to bring you more at this vibrational level. This is where all your answers are, little cutie. The releasing of the fear, this is your goal presently. Most of you presently are struggling greatly with fear. What if we were to tell you that as you are walking your path every day, all day, every single thing that comes into your experience is serving your greatest good? Maybe you are not recognizing it in the moment, but it is serving your greatest good. Does this not help you feel a little bit better in your belly? Because when you consider this, and even if you do not hold this believe continuously, but you bounce back and forth between the fear and disbelief. This is still better than living in the fear all the time. The more you practice holding this belief that everything is happening to serve your greatest good. Sometimes your greatest good requires that you go through a specific experience or learn a very specific lesson before you can move forward. And so if you can keep this within your realm of understanding, within your realm of possibility, on something that feels very, very bad or negative or contrasting is happening, and you say, all right, I'm going to take a breath right now. Whew, all right, somehow this is serving me. I do not see it right now, but I am going to trust somehow this is serving me. And then move forward and be the truth of who you are. Be the love, be the light, be the truth of who you are as you move through the contrasting situation, the fearful situation. Because what will happen is when you are moving through as the loving being you are, you will move through this process more easily. And you will move through this process with more clarity. This is law on your planet. You vibrate at higher vibrational level by doing your best to set aside the fear and trusting that everything is going to work out in the end. Even if you cannot see it at this point, we know this is blind faith. But when you begin to do this on a day-to-day basis, you will find it getting easier and easier and easier. The first 2 to 3 weeks of this work is very difficult because often the fear is so great or the anger is so great. As you begin to look around at your environment and you begin to say things to yourself like, all right, I'm feeling myself get angry as I watch this, but I'm trusting that this is coming into my perspective or into my experience with purpose that is serving me, and now it is my job to be the love. And you respond from a place of love, you will watch your environment begin to shift. It will happen. It will happen. It will happen. It will happen. Ease and flow and peace and calm will begin to move upon your path toward you. This is something that you can do by using your guidance system every day to deliver information to you about the thoughts you're holding in your guilty little mind. Because anytime you're feeling fear or anger or hatred, it is because you are holding a thought which is not serving you, because you are the love, little cutie. And once you begin to be who you are more of the time, your life will begin to work out the way you want it to, and everything that you desire will start to make its way to you. Is this not worth it? Are you not thinking now, what is more important for me to be right? I am going to tell this one over here, I am right, I am right, you are wrong. Is this more important, or is getting what you want flowing into your life more important? This is the choice you are making every day. This is why it has been said you have free will here, because it is always your choice. And you can be cranky and angry and fearful for the rest of your life. And we know we've said this before, but when you get home, you will say, oh I was there. Oh, this is funny, you know. Or maybe you will look and say, whoa, look at this decision. I was so angry at her for all those years, and she is my little cutie here. I love her so much. You will have another opportunity next time you come back if you choose to do so. This is what the fear is. This is what the hatred is, or what you're fighting against. It is simply an aspect of yourself showing itself to you, giving you yet another opportunity for growth and expansion, and to be the love which will get you to where you are wanting and bring everything you are wanting to you. This is your test when you come down to this earth playground to have a little time here. All right, little cuties. Okay, Nicole, the phones are working. We can talk with you now.
Okay. First little cutie on the line would be 267. 267. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
It's Jessica from Pennsylvania. And thank you.
Hello,
little pep
Jessica
talk.
From
some
Pennsylvania. How are you today, little cutie?
I don't think you want to hear how I'm doing today, because I'm calling you for a little peppy talk.
Oh, wonderful. We are so good. Tell us what's going on in your drama today.
So, yeah, I started writing out some stuff when you were on the when you were talking on things I'm going to say to myself. Basically, I have this plan that I am going to receive a job offer. Which it's been a week already. I've been waiting for this girl to get back to me because I was asking for more money. She's interested in me. So the
you
week
deserve
thing
it.
Kind of do deserve it.
You
and,
do. You deserve everything that you want.
Yes. Thank you. I do. I know that. That's why I think going into a little bit of anger, because I was like, what the hell's taking so long? Because what's happening here is I have this plan. I get the job offer, then I find my house, then I move into my house all before Thanksgiving. I know I can do this. Thanksgiving's in 10 days.
All right, little cutie.
What's coming up for me is that I have just been exhausted the last 2 days, and this has been a very long journey for me. It's one lesson after the next for 7 months now. And I want my rewards, and I'm tired. So I'm not sure if that fits into fear or anger, although if they're making me continue to work, because I'm like keep asking my guides for more help, but instead they're making
Let
me work more.
Let us talk about this. All right. First of all, we are wanting to say, little cutie, all right, listen carefully. Your guides are not making you work. Your guides are doing all the work. You have belief that you must do this. This is your belief. This is not the way your world works. This is a belief that so many of you here have. Your work is to feel good. Your work focuses upon whatever thought you can, whatever focus you can, which feels yummy to you. Let us give you an example of what your work is right now. So you say that you're wanting this job. What we are wanting for you to hear, and we are very, very, very serious about you listening very carefully to what we are saying right now, because often when somebody says, I want this job, I want this job, I want this job, you're not trusting that the universe is bringing you the perfect job. If you are saying this is a job and you're manifesting this into your reality, you can do this because you are that powerful. However, trusting that always your guides are working for you and always your guides are attending to the very specific information that you give them when you are creating your desires and they are seeking out the perfect job for you and bringing the perfect job to you. Now, when you're not trusting your guides to do this work, when you're not trusting source to do this work for you, and you're manifesting this one right here, I want this one, you might get this job, all right? But maybe this job is not the perfect job for you, and 2 months later, you're like, oh, I don't like this job. And maybe this because you manifest this so strongly. This is an example of when we are saying to all of you all the time, I want this job or something better. Always leave the door open for something better. Because when you say this is the one, you are limiting yourself. And the truth is, maybe it is the one. Maybe this is the job which will answer all of your prayers. But allow your guides to do their work and you do your work. You sit and you write about or think about or talk out loud about the perfect job. Not this job, Kilty. And listen, we're not telling you this is not it. But what we want for you to do is to sit and talk about your perfect job and how this perfect job is going to make you feel. Because when you sit in the feeling of it, this is how you are bringing it into your experience. Your thought is sending out an arrow of desire, okay, way out into the universe, out that desire goes. And the feeling that you are sitting with is bringing it toward you. So your job is to say, the job that is coming to me is the job where I am making this much money or something even better. The job that is coming to me is a job where I am appreciated. The job that is coming to me is going to make me feel such happiness and joy. I will wake up in the morning, I will bounce out of my bed, and I will be ecstatic to get ready to go to my job because I'm so excited to be there. And the work that I am doing will be inspired, and I will feel so good doing it. And I will work with others whom are happy to have me present. And everybody there will be so happy to be working together on this project together. And I will feel important, and I will feel useful, and I will, you understand here what we're doing?
Yeah, so then that's what comes up as far. I was only planning on keeping this job for 1 or 2 months anyway. It's funny that you mentioned that. But the thing is that I, because then I was going to bounce to the job that I really want that is coming down the pike, but I, you know, we're talking about a timeline here, and then I don't, what am I supposed to do about the tiredness? I you know, it makes
the
me happy.
The tiredness.
Yeah, go ahead.
The tiredness, darling. The tiredness is you understanding, your higher self is understanding what you want, and your egoic self is fighting against it. You are paddling up the stream. You're not allowing the ease and flow into your life because you have the perspective, all right, that this is my timeline. This is what must, quote unquote, most happen, and it must happen in this timeline. What if we were to tell you that your guides have a better timeline in mind? What if we were to tell you that everything, if you would simply allow it to occur in its proper time, occur so perfectly, and it would fulfill you in every way, and everything would be working out even better than what you are anticipating. You are holding a perspective, and you yeah. are holding a belief that this must be, and it must be before this time, all right? Your cat chose this route, little cutie. You've heard us say this all the time. Go ahead. Choose the route that you think is the right route. Or trust that everything that your guide, that your higher self, that your there are so many working for you presently. There are so many on the other side right now laughing at your determination and saying,
really?
This is so typical. Typical.
Well, when you're saying that there's a better timeline, and I know that this is just my fear, but then that means, well, I'm going to be stuck living where I still am by myself. It's this bad story. But this journey that I've been on, I kept asking for things to move faster, and they kept me stuck in situations for way too long. So that's why I'm like kind of overriding
when
it.
When you are holding, cutie, when you are holding the perspective that it is not happening fast enough, you are holding yourself in this energy. It is not happening fast enough, and this is what you are being given. You are literally being given. It is not happening fast enough. It is not happening fast enough. This is the energy you are projecting, and this is what is coming to you. The law of attraction does not understand. This is not what you want. This is the vibrational level you are giving off. It is not happening fast enough. And this is what you are being given. And this is, you are holding yourself in this, it is like, you know, when the airplane cannot land and it is going in circles in the sky.
It's that's how I
doing.
Feel.
Yes, because
that's exactly
your
how
energy.
I feel.
Your energy is projecting this. We can't feel it. Everybody that is connected to you is laughing about this. Because even right now, it is so difficult for you to hear what we are saying. Because we tell you what to do, and you know what you say, but, with capital B, capital U, capital T, but, let me tell you, dearest, what the truth is, because this is what is happening. We know what is happening, little cutie. We know. It is difficult to trust. We know this also. The greatest gift you can give to yourself is to give your attention. We think probably in your case it would be better for you to take a bulldozer, move all of this aside, and give your attention to something that brings you joy and not even think about this for a little while. We know humanity does not believe, if I am ignoring it, then I am not doing anything and then nothing will happen. But this is not how things happen. Your belief system tells you this. It does not mean it is the truth. We are offering you the truth. And this is difficult for you because you are very fearful and you have this very strong belief you must action into. But if you move your vibrational level up, the law of attraction will bring into your experience that which you are desiring more quickly, which is what you are wanting. You are wanting it to come more quickly, but it will not come if you are holding your vibrational level where it is and you are focusing on the lack of it having happened already. When you focus upon the lack, what are you getting? The lack. And you will continue to get the lack and you will stay in this holding pattern until it is too late, and then you will drop it because you will say, well, there's nothing more you can do now because the time is past, and suddenly you are not resisting anymore, and what do you think will happen then? this the truth, little cutie. Call us up and tell us when it happens, because when now this is what will happen. Your best bet right now is to focus upon your vibrational level. Get your vibrational level up. What does this mean? Focus on what feels good, and it doesn't make any difference what is focusing on, because it is only necessary for you to raise your vibrational level by feeling good. You can focus on puppy dogs, all right? We know it sounds bananas. We know. We have been telling this to people for a long time. And those that focus on the puppies get what they want, and the others are angry. It is your choice always. Always. It is your choice. The fear which is holding you apart from considering this, this is fear. We know how strong it is. You come here to this world to experience the fear as if it is reality. It is not. It is an illusion, but it most certainly feels real when you're giving your attention to it. And when you begin to turn away from it and give your attention to something that feels better, 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 you will think back on the fear and say, my goodness, she was right. I am not so fearful right now. Why is this? How is this possible? Baby steps to release the fear, little cutie pie. This is the only thing that we can offer you. You are the creator. You create your reality. Is this good news or is this bad news for you?
Yeah, I mean, I was doing all that. I will get back to that.
Well, let us ask you one more question, because we understand that you think you are doing it. But when you think about this job, how does it feel? Because prior you say to us, I am angry. Why is it taking time? If you're angry, you're not doing it. You should feel so certain it's coming. You should be like, I'm going to sit here and file my nails while I wait for this wonderful job offer with all the money that I want, because I know it is coming. It is necessary for you to hold the feeling within you that this is a certainty and everything is working out and you're getting every single thing you want. Or something even better, because if it is not feeling good like this to you, your vibrational level is not where you want it to be. You can say the words out loud, but it does not make it true. The way you feel is always going to deliver the truth to you. So if you're not feeling certain, unhappy, and peace and calm, you are giving your attention to the lack instead of trusting that it is all working out for you. All right, little cutie pie?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thanks.
We love you so much, little cutie. Even if it is not working out the way you want, we promise you it is working out in your greatest good.
Okay.
Keep working through
it. All
right. And it's really helpful to, you know, to work through a real life issue on this. And so you're doing good work. So keep doing that. Keep us in the loop. While there's time, let's get to one more call. 630, you're live. The second little cutie on the air. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. My name is Dion, and I am in Wisconsin.
Hello, Dion in Wisconsin. How can we serve you today?
No, I know what the last caller is going through, because I feel like I need those reminders too. You know, like, because we're so brainwashed. Oh, you got to do this, and you got to be aggressive, and you got to go after what you want, and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, but do you? The best things in life just kind of came to me. I'm
listening. Do you have questions for us? Oh, well,
go ahead.
We will stop talking. You talk. Your turn.
No, all I'm saying is like I learned a lot from the last caller because I get like that too, where I feel like I have to be doing something about it. Otherwise, am I lazy? You know, like it's not happening fast enough. And really, I just need to like go do yoga or something. You know what I'm saying?
Listen carefully. Listen carefully because we want to make sure that we discriminate this for you. We're not saying that there's not anything for you to do. We are saying when it feels good, when it feels interesting, this is when you move forward, all right? When something feels good to you, this is an indicator that this is the path. When something is not feeling good to you, this is when you hold on a minute, okay, hold on. Pivot to something that feels good and receive the clarity about why am I feeling not so good about this? Am I feeling anger? Am I feeling fear? Okay. Always go to the place of searching for a thought or something to focus upon which will bring you into higher state of vibration. Joy, peace, calm. You can meditate, you can listen to music, you can look at photos, you can sit down, watch a movie, you can take a nap, all right? This will reset you, it will clear you, it will open you. When something feels good or interesting, yes, 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 move forward and physically do it. This is indicator, emotional guidance system indicating to you because it feels good to you. Your emotions are your directors. They are always giving you guidance about where to go and what to do. Always. This is the purpose of them. It is not so you're sitting and crying for 2 hours. This is not why you have sadness feeling. All of the lower vibrational emotional experiences feel not like something you're wanting to experience on purpose because you're a high vibrational being, and when you give your attention to something that is low vibration because everything is energy and everything is holding a vibrational level, and you focus upon it in your little bubble, all right, your energy field, it does not resonate with you because it is not the truth. It does not feel good because it is not the truth. And holding this thought is not serving you in any way. The way it is serving you is to alert you that it is not serving you. That's all. And so do. But only do when it feels good, when it feels interesting, when it feels exciting, because this is how your higher self is guiding you toward what you want, because your higher self is watching all the time and seeing, oh, she is almost there. She is almost there. And then maybe you fall off the path because some little bit of fear, which is a test you must pass, being the love, all right? Oh, she was so close. Good try, little cutie. We will bring you a little more contrast in the future to give you a new test. You see, this is how it is working. When you trust how you're feeling, you will find your path. You will find the place you are wanting to be. And then life will begin to feel so wonderful to you. Little by little, validation will seep in and you will understand that these words are the truth. They are the truth for everybody here, everybody on this planet. There are no exceptions. Everybody is living that which is coming from their vibration. Understand this?
Yes, thank you.
Certainly. Do you have a question?
No, I really don't.
All right,
son. We love you. We love you. And thank you for calling to talk with us.
Sure and sweet.
Okay, thank you.
Keep in touch. You know, I always have a mantra, like, it's not how what you do, but how you do it, meaning from the energy that you're coming from. Let's see. We have 4 minutes to the top. Should we take one more quick call?
Let's do one quick one. We have 4 minutes. Let's go.
Quick call. Let's do it. All ones. It's you. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Oh, hi. It's Melissa from Colorado.
Hi, Melissa.
I just wanted to ask. Hi, a big fan. Hi, Miss Beautiful Voice. I want to ask this lady a message from the guidance. I'm doing a new venture project, and I'm having difficulties opening the door.
You're
some
having
guidance,
difficulties.
Please.
So what? This is,
yeah,
you know, we are so glad you are listening today, because from our perspective, what we are seeing is you're not having difficulty. And so first off, we would like for you to stop saying, I'm having difficulty. Because when you're saying, I'm having difficulty, you're holding this vibrational level, and difficulty will come. But from where we are not seeing that you're having difficulty. What we are noticing is simply that you are having uncertainty. This is different from difficulty, okay? Much better, actually, than difficulty. So what we are wanting for you to do, and we believe this will be quite helpful for you, is to write down the success, all right? The success of this new venture, and write down how this success is making you feel. We are wanting you to hold the perspective as if everything is already up and running and moving and going in the direction of your desire. And so as you're writing this, imagine into the future that you are writing about what is occurring and feel how wonderful it feels. How am I feeling? Keep asking yourself this, because you have the ability to manifest this into reality. But what we want for you to understand is you are not having difficulty. This is most wonderful. There are some who phone us and we say, oh, this is the fear, you know, this is the uncertainty, this is the programming or the belief system you have, but not with you. We do not see this as holding you back. It is simply a little, I'm not so certain, and so we call this uncertainty, okay? So trust it is coming, write it down, and always say, please, 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 this or something even better. This or something even better. It is important that you feel as if it is already happened. You know, we say this all the time. We know we are running out of time, but one last time really quickly. When you go to Amazon and you buy a pair of shoes, and you push the button, and you send it off, and you don't walk in circles for next 2 weeks. Oh, I'm not going to get my shoes. What if my shoes don't come? This is silly. Your shoes aren't coming. No, they might not be coming. I don't know if they're coming. What if my shoes don't come? You don't do this. Don't do this with this situation either. The more quickly all of you understand, it is like putting the order in on Amazon and pushing the button. Trust that the universe will bring it to you in perfect timing, and if it's not coming as quickly as you want it, trust that it is so much better and it's going to take a little bit more time, and that's what the time is, and only because it is so much better than what you are wanting or expecting. Trust it is coming, because your feeling of trusting it is coming will draw it into your experience. You'll hear these words?
On that note, I hope that helps. We're at the top of the hour, but I'm really glad we took that call, because that was a good question and good answer. Oh my gosh. We'll add some time on.
Okay, I'll be quick, Nicole. This is Laura O'Malley. You can find me at www.getintothelight.com. check out my website. If nothing else, go see what I do. It's a great website. Thanks again, Nicole.
Always a party. Love it. I look forward to next time already, Laura. Take care. And she's gone. Okay. And Laura O'Malley, all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. We're back with more right after this.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.